Well, guys, alright. Nice little intro there. It's also called I Wasn't Supposed to Start Yet. Why is that not... Okay. Today's topic is going to be something that I always seem to get asked every show I do in one way, shape, or another. And Haplo is going to be recording this show, so much love to Haplo. And hopefully by next week, I'll be able to say, if you want a copy of this, you can go get it from this spot. Okay? That's the plan. And I'm working on some of the other ones as well that I know are recorded. It's a matter of getting them here to there. Alright. So, yay, Haplo. No, Haplo is going to have to be one of my songs that I was going to play for the next break, and I forgot to turn off auto DJ. Anyway, we're going to talk about farming today. Yes, proper farming, okay? There is wasteful farming, which many of you do, and then there's much whinage about, well, how come this person's getting all this stuff? Why can't I get rich too? Well, guys, we're going to talk about farming, okay? We're going to talk about farming in three main concepts. Farming for meat, farming for items, and farming for ultra rares. Okay? So, let's start off with some general basics about farming. Alright. Farming, of course, by definition in this game, is going out to the adventurers, and as you know, I'm going to add a fourth farming. Farming for stats. Because you know that we do that as well. So, four types of farming. Farming is going out to the adventurers for something. Most of the time, it depends on where you are as a character. Okay? Let me take softcore. A softcore character, a non-speed-running softcore. Most of the time, you're out farming for some type of wealth. Be that meat or items. A speed softcore tends to be farming for stats. And then a player who's not really ascending tends to farm for the ultra rares. Hardcore, actually, depending on where they are in their run, will farm for different things. Okay? So, let's talk about farming. Okay? First off, let's talk about farming for meat. That's the lifeblood of the economy. The more meat you have, the more buying power you have, the less you whine about how expensive things are in the mall. Now, if you're farming for meat, you are trying to farm for the liquid economy, which may or may not be a good thing. In the economy today, which is March 11th, no, not March 11th, that's later, it's February, oh my god, February 26th, oh shit, my brain's dead here. Farming for meat, okay? With the economy right now, I can't figure my dates. With the economy right now, we're kind of in this protracted deflation syndrome, which everyone says, oh my god, the game's dying, it needs to be meat sank, blah blah blah. What's really happening is we have more players getting more items into the game, making a larger supply. Demand is not high, therefore prices go down. Very basic economic meat, supply and demand. Except for certain items, where the demand is higher than supply. Point in case, the zombie pineal gland. Now, if you've been under a brick, it's used for a familiar. Okay? You can't go farm the pineal glands, so you have a very small supply, or very static supply. But the demand got high. And so zombie pineal glands at one point was going for, you know, 8,000, 10,000, 12,000. Today, right now, are going for 70,000 minimum in the mall. So those people who have... Oh, God, it's the 19th. Fuck. I'm brain dead. So that's, you know, that's supply and demand. And so everybody who says, oh my God, everything's going in cheaper, the economy's broken. No, guys. It's looking for an equilibrium, okay? And I honestly believe that for the majority staple items, I believe we've reached that equilibrium, okay? Knits for accessory prices really haven't moved for a while. You know, that's always that kind of the bellwether of the economy. It's been around the 4 million. It had a little bit of a dip before last month, but now it's kind of gone back up. That's the bellwether. That's the major indicator. And right now, it's not moving. It's not going anywhere. Okay? So, meat right now can get stronger if more items tend to show up. So, how then do you farm for meat? Well, first thing we have to look at is your character. What level character are you right now? Where is the best place for your character with its strength to farm for meat? There are three places you farm for meat. Okay? Number one, if you are very low, first level, second level, third level, and fourth level. Okay, let me take fourth level. 1, 2, 3, you're not in position to farm for anything. First, second, third, you're trying to get level 4. Okay? Level 4, you want to farm in Guano Junction, in the Bat Range. And you're really not going to get a lot of meat from there, but the items you get there can be sold for meat. Okay? And that's good, because early on, there's really not any place to get good meat. But that's the best place with a combination of straight meat and items. Once you hit level 5, you gain access to the Cobb Knob, the insides. Great little place called the Treasury. If you have clovers, you can get 1,000 meat in a turn. If you don't have a clover, there are non-combat adventures that will give you 300 or 500 meat. If you have on proper equipment, we'll talk about equipment in a minute, you can get 200, 250, almost 300 meat per fight anyway. Second best place to farm for meat. Third best place to farm for meat is the Icy Peak. And you get to the Icy Peak once you can complete the level 8 quest with the Trapsaur. This requires either an outfit or elemental soft sphere because it's very cold. It also requires that you have either a large moxie or a skill set with your muscle to be able to hit these things fast. The Yetis will do damage at sub a single digit levels. So you have to be able to stay strong. Ashelon right now is farming the peak, not because he wants meat, but because that's the best place I can get stats right now in a hardcore setting. And seriously, dude, listen. Spamming me in the channel. Anyway, but that's also the best place I can stats. But I get some nice meat there. Okay, but I'm having to constantly, every so often, go back and get healed because sometimes my muscle doesn't kill it in one shot. Anyway, so there's your best places really to farm for meat. Okay, and once you know where to farm, you have to, as they say on the wiki, dress for success. You have to have items that their intrinsic enchantment aren't plus muscle, plus moxie. It's plus meat. Okay? Now, let's go through this item by item. For headwear, there's really only one helmet. It's called a plexiglass pith helmet. Unless you're going OxyCore, you're not going to get one of those. That's pretty tough. For weapons, your best weapon is called a penguin whip. It's a one-handed weapon, and it gives you some extra meat. Because it's one-handed, you can now have an off-hand item. The best one for an off-hand item is a box and a box and a box. It gives plus 3% meat. Now, you think plus 3%, big deal. Okay, but if it's, you know, if I'm getting 300 to drop normally, okay, then I get, you know, 9 extra. Well, that 9 piled up with maybe, you know, something else, something else, something else, it starts adding up. Okay? So, for your weapon, Penguin Whip, let's see here, which I see, I've got someone, it's also 3%, so that's 6% meat right there. Okay, for your pants, let me think here. Pants, I really don't think there's much of an item for pants, and I know that there is one. I'm just, it's just blinking, so I'm going to go on to the accessories, because I'll figure out, I'll remember what my pants are in a minute. Actually, wait, I know. Oh yes, stainless steel slacks. Duh, I'm freaking wearing them right now. It's the only pants that give me the stainless steel slacks. Okay. Once you have those on, I didn't say the Icy Peak's the third best. I said it's the third best area you get to. No, it's by just straight up meat, it's the best item. But in times of chronologically how you reach them, that's how you get to it. Now, accessories. Right now, the best item is the incredibly dense meat gem. It's an ultra rare. You're not going to find them very often. If you do, just dance, okay? It's hard to get. We'll talk about ultra rares later. Gives 25% meat drops. The next thing I would suggest is a Jekyll and Hyde belt. The problem with that is it fluctuates between giving you stat gains, to, you know, bonus to your stats compared to meat percentage gains. And so it fluctuates based on the moons. And sometimes it's better, sometimes it's not. Okay? So, that's also a rare item. You can't get those anymore. They're not, you know, there anymore. So what can we look at right now that you can get? Well, right now, the Mr. Store item is an ice burglet, which, when you can have one of its form, it becomes what's called the Ice Skates, which gives you plus 15% meat from monsters. Pretty good item. You only have one of them at a time. That still leaves you two more accessory slots than that you can deal with. So, why did I just say Jekyll and Hyde belts are meat? No, Jekyll and Hyde are item drops, like a Mr. Accessory. I'm an idiot. Alright, moving on. Next thing I would suggest for the accessories would be a porpoise necklace. Very easy to make, very easy to find, a little expensive, but you get porpoises for ascending. You won't get one every time, but you can get one. And it's a 10% meat from monsters, plus also gives you a moxie plus 4. Again, not a bad item. Okay, well, that's still not every item that you can use. I realize. So what else? Well, if you're around for Crimbo, well, you can, you know, you can't make them anymore, but you can still find them and buy them. Think about Toy Train. It's also 10% meat plus for monsters. Tiny Plastic Hermit is a 6% meat for monsters. Now, you can have 3 of those. I believe that's not been changed. Yeah, you can still have 3 of those. So, bare minimum, even if you have no access to a toy train, or an ice burglet, or a porpoise necklace, or anything else, you know, you can work your way to get a tiny plastic hermit and get 3 of those. Okay? So, that's your outfit. Now, let's talk about your familiar. Your familiar can have dramatic effects on what you wear. Okay? Or how much meat you get. Not really what you wear, but how much meat you get. And you want to look for a familiar that gives meat bonuses. Okay? The basic one is the leprechaun. If you don't have a leprechaun, then you want to look for a familiar which gives meat as a buy bonus, such as the Cheshire Bat, which gives stats and meat, and the Coffee Pixie, which is items and meat, or the Attention Deficit Demon, which is items and meat, or Simple Playing Monkey, which is stats and meat, or the Pygmy Bubbin Shaman, which is, wait, that's not meat, that's stats and items, never mind that one. But the NPZR, every so often, will give meat drops. So you want to look for a familiar that will bonus and give bonuses to your meat. A double effect familiar. Blah, blah, blah. And then you want to look at his, your familiar's equipment. Okay? If it's a straight meat dropping monster, you can add pounds to your monster, or to your familiar. You can have their own equipment, a lead necklace. There's an old item called a tam-o-shanter, which will add leprechaun you know, so you want to have a familiar that gives meat boosts to your meat drops. You want the equipment to raise the familiar's level, because the more levels it has, the more meat you get. Once you have your outfit on, once you have your familiar and your familiar's outfit on, then you want to worry about spells and skills that will then still help your meat droppings. Okay? Expert panhandling from the sorcerer skill. The Polka of Plenty, which is an accordion thief skill, which you can purchase from a buff pot. Oh, let's see here. What else? Nimble Fingers, which is a disco bandit skill. There's a gnomish meat skill. Pickpocketing, I think. There are skills and buffs. You can eat black oyster eggs. That will give you extraordinary tactics, which gives you meat boosts. Okay. Gnomish powers of observation. That's right. Pickpocketing is items. I knew that, but there's one. So there are about four or five skills, and they're, you know, and knowing Jick, they're going to come up with something different every so often that will increase your meat. So proper meat farming is your equipment, your familiar and its equipment, and judicious use of effects and buffing. Okay? And then you go run turns. And watch the meat roll in. Okay? So anything you can have that will raise, you know, in the obvious, raising your familiar's level, because obviously if it's items raise your familiar's level is good, then spells raise your level is good too. So that's farming for meat. Farming for items is a little bit trickier, because it depends on what you're farming for. Are you farming for something that is necessary for you to pass a quest, such as the goat cheese? Are you farming for something for a collection? Are you farming for something that can be made into something to sell? Or are you farming to sell those items directly? That dictates then where you farm. Okay? But then what you farm with, still same, you know, logic. Your familiar is not going to be a meat drop familiar. It's going to be an item drop familiar. The baby fairy gravy, or any elemental variant, gives item drops. The coffee pixie, an attention deficit demon, and take me bugbear shaman can give item drops. So you would want those familiars out with you. You want their equipment on. You want all the spells that will make their levels as high as possible. Then you want to deal with your spells. Okay? Mad looting skills. Disco Bandit. Fat Leon's Fat Loot. Accordion Thief. Gnomish Pickpocketing. That's the one. That's items. And I didn't even mention snow cones, okay? There's a red snow cone for meat drops. There's a blue snow cone for item drops. Have those on there, too. Is it Okay, dude, I'm bleeding your ass. I'm sick and tired of you. You have just annoyed the crap out of me. Thank you. Have a nice day. Now. Anyway. Where was I? Oh, yes. Meat drops and buffs. There's an oyster egg, and the color escapes me right now. And it's easy to look up. That will give item drops. Just like the blacks give meat. So, then it kind of turns to what items... You know, do you work with? What items on your outfit do you work with? Well, item drops are kind of interesting little monsters. First one that's easy to get, and I'm going to go with your accessories first, okay, is Baron von Ratsworth's monocle. It's a 10% item drop. Pretty easy to get. Okay. Let's see here. I really should change that up. Let's see here. I'm blanking. Well, I'm having a blanking time. That's nice. That's always good, isn't it? Whenever I blank. So, I'm going to cheat. And I should have pulled this up earlier. But, the Cyclops points out, you know, you forgot the money clip for me. That's true. But you can get other items that have equivalent percentages, and in some cases better. So sometimes it's not really worth fighting with that one. Okay. Pulling up the little wiki cheat page that I look at. And of course it's having issues. Oh wait, here it goes. Haha. Okay. So let's look at item drops. Let's because I'm blanking and that's bad radio and that's poor preparation on my part. Yay. Alright. Here we go. Jekyll and Hyde belts. There we go. Jekyll and Hyde belts will increase item drops. On the right days, it can give you 45% per. Now, it won't always, it's going to fluctuate. If you don't have any of those, and you don't have the monocle, then really what you want to look at are tiny plastic items that raise your familiar. Remember, your familiar is an item drop familiar, so you're going to raise it. The more pounds your familiar is, the better item drops you get. So, if you don't have those things, then, hey, you know, you're familiar. And the hide's at 40% today, which is pretty neat. If you don't have your own familiar's equipment, what you can also have is what's called a miniature gravy-covered maypole, which gives 10 pounds to your familiar of baby gravy fairy. Your offhand, if you're lucky enough to have it, is a hypno-disc. Well, guess what? That's kind of hard to get. It's an ultra-rare, but gives 25% item drops. Your weapon, a duck on a string, which is 5%, or Naga Hide Whip. Not bad. Your pants, plexiglass pants, gives 20% item drops. For your hat, for item drops, would be a miner's helmet or an ice pick, which is one of the variations of the ice burglet. So, there's your items. So the key to good farming of meat and farming items is being ready. Now, I'm going to give you guys a web page, and so you can kind of look at this. And this is kind of this has it's pretty good because it doesn't have a lot of links, but it tells you what to do. It's off of the wiki, http://www.thekolwiki.net/wiki/dressing_4_success. Now, the dressing, the four, and the success are all capitalized. So, www.thekolwiki.net/wiki/dressing_4_success. And to this page, it links you to monster drops for items and meat. All pretty good. Now, let's talk about the third type of farming, and that is farming for stats. Okay? Which, for a hardcore person or for a speed softcore running, is critical. Being able to farm for stats. Completely different mindset. Okay? You're not looking at items that are going to boost your stats. Those don't help. You're looking for items or for situations that boost what the monsters will give you. Now, there are two main ways to do this. Number one, adventure in the highest possible area that you can. Number two, have items or equipment that will boost the level of your monsters. If you go with Route 2, you better have some skill sets. You better have LTS going. Lunge, thrust, smack, and then synergy, as coined by Bashy. I doubt an item will be created with an intrinsic that doesn't do anything. That rock. Anyway. So, what can you do to get as many stats as possible? Okay, you want a familiar that gives extra stats. A blood-faced volleyball is your basic familiar that does that. I run with a Cheshire Bat because it not only gives me stats like a volleyball, but it also gives me meat. And that's for my hardcore run. Familiar items, you want something that, again, will raise your poundage, your volleyball, or whatever familiar will give you stats. The Simple Playing Monkey is another one. Or you can use a Wax Lips or a Hovering Sombrero. Hovering Sombrero is a little bit tricky because it works off of a ratio method, an exponential growth, rather than a linear growth that the Blood-Faced Volleyball does. And there are plenty of pages that look into all the stats, and boils down to this. If you have a 20-pound volleyball with Wax Lips, it's better than a Blood-Faced Volleyball with Wax Lips at any point, pretty much. It really comes to the strength once you get to the Icy Peak and beyond. Item-wise, what you're wearing, unless it's an item that increases the monster's level, has to serve one of two purposes. Either A, if you're playing a Moxie or a pseudo-Moxie character, you want items that raise your Moxie so that you don't get hit. If you're playing a muscle character with the LTS synergy method, you want items that raise your muscle or that give you extra damage, such as the Flaming Talons or the Dirty Hobo Gloves, or items that give you extra damage. The Ridiculously Huge Sword, because when you lunging thrust smack, it triples the damage. So if you have a +5, then it becomes +15. Very great. So the way the lunge thrust that lunging LTS synergy worked was that you own up on items that increase the monster's level. You get combat initiative, that means you get first hit, and you beat the crap of it in one shot. Now, there were some changes that made it a little bit harder for the extremely high-end monsters. The speed people who are running with, three hockey sticks and everything else, just raise the monster levels to insane numbers. But for, us little small people who don't have hockey sticks, it's still a very valid theory. Alright, so you want to have strong muscle with those damage, or you want to have a high moxie, so that basically you can just kind of whack at them over and over and over and over and over, until you don't get hit. Okay, well, question is, how much moxie do you need? It goes up area by area. There are tables. There's a great page that's on the Hardcore Oxygenarian forums. Gives moxie. How much moxie do I need to not get hit? Now, this is assuming the mind control device is at zero. But I run Mind Control Device at 11 because I'm going to get more stats. I'm going to run my familiar at all times with Empathy, Sympathy, and Leech and Linguini running at all times. When I can't afford it, on my softcore guys, I have Antiphon on, which is a 40 magic point spell for 15 turns, but it gives you a substat point per battle per stat. That adds up. Pretty good. So when you're farming for stats, you're wanting to make, you want spells that will increase this, how much stats you get, and you want items and equipment that will increase the monster or make your strategy work. Basically, the you can't hit me, I'm going to just kind of dink on you to death, or the you're going to walk up, I'm going to beat the crap out of you, and if I miss, I'm going to take one hit and beat the crap out of you again and kill you. That's farming for stats. That's the nature of hardcore, is get stats as fast as you can. When you need specific items, then you go get that item, you switch out your familiars if you need to, and you move on. Now, the fourth type of farming, the ultra rare. I don't see that much anymore happening, but let me explain to you the ultra rare. They're ultra rare. You can't walk up first day and expect that I'm going to get one. Ashelon was lucky enough that the Hypno Disc he owns, he actually found. And I actually wasn't farming for the Hypno Disc. I was farming for the other items that drop where it drops, because I could use them to make and sell a perishable item, an item that is used. And I'm not going to spoil where it's at. You should know where it's at. If not, you do some research. But I wasn't expecting it. I was like, you know, if it happens, cool. If it doesn't, oh well. Well, it happened. Yay. So I was happy. But basically, the whole thing with item drops is, with any, you have no control over when an ultra rare will come up. You have to make sure that you're strong enough to handle the fight, and you have to have as many turns as you want. But on that, it's just look at the draw. You have to be at the right spot, the right time, and the right date, and the right adventure. I mean, it's like, you know, specific. So if you get one, great. If you don't, oh well. You know. But people farm for them, because if you get one, you're rich. I mean, you know, let's look at them all here. Let's see here. A Hypno Disc, which is the one that seems to show up the most. 39 million. A Meek Gem. Cheapest one of those in the mall right now is 75 million. That's actually only four in the mall right now. The Crazy Bastard Sword, 67 million. The Talisman of Payout, come on, 80 million. Let's see here. Hockey Stick, 350 million. Only three of those in the mall. The Spooky Hockey Mask, which some people say is an ultra rare, and I say it's kind of quasi rare, because, you know, those come up fairly frequently. 197,000. See, the rarer it is, the harder it's going to find. And then there's this beat thing, which I don't think anybody really knows. 50 million. So, you see, guys, ultra rares, if you find one, hey, great, you're set when someone buys it. Key is, you gotta spin all those turns. Pretty much, though, if you're farming for wealth, and you understand them all, farm for things that you can sell, or cook, or cocktail craft, and put them out in the mall. And you know, that's how you make, you know, your meat. Alright? So, there is my hour on farming. Yes, the hockey mask is a quasi-rare. Quasi-rare. So anyway, that is my lesson for the day. Hopefully you enjoyed it. If you have any other questions, please send them in. If you have questions that you'd like me to follow up on, please feel free, and I will follow up on them during this next hour. As of right now, I have three questions, but two of them were getting deleted because I deleted the idiot who would not shut up. So means I have a question, and I have an hour. This could be bad, guys. So send in your game-related questions. It can be specific to your situation, or it could be just kind of general. It's your call. However you want. To Ashlon, that's player number 67689. I will, you know, talk to you. And, help you have your play better. And if the wiki's not loading, well, that's fine, because everybody just tried to load up. Alright, so I'm going to play a song. I'll play a song. Hopefully we'll have some questions. Any question you want. You know, what should I do? Where should I go next? Hardcore ascensions, items, whatever else. Go my way. And remember, this show is here to help you play better. This is State of the Kingdom, here on Radio KOL.